This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the G-Bag Nation Power Hour, the final hour of the G-Bag Nation Hour number 5. About to catch up with our buddy David Hellman of Fox Sports. We'll talk with Dane Brugler as well coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes-ish. And then, of course, crosstalk with the Get Right, Reginald Atitula and the Fan Phenom, Blake Elliott. Got you covered tonight. This is going to be an amazing hour talking football with our bros. I can't wait for this. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, and, of course, Carter Freeman running your video. Gavin, hopefully he got a soccer victory.
Hopefully he did. I wanted to shout out to Derek Holland.
Yes.
Who said, I didn't go to Michigan, so I'm screwed.
Dutch is listening. He loved some of your lines. He also did want me to ask Lucius about the Mavs game. Maybe that was like a drunk driving situation.
Oh, I don't man.
Know. Hey, hanging out with Dutch is a blast.
Bottomless margaritas.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He is so much fun to hang out with.
And anytime you go over to
just
his place.
Just the nicest guy in the world. Like, hey, man, have a drink. Here, let me give you a $175 piece of steak. You're
always eating good at his house.
Always.
And you're drinking good at his house.
And laughing your ass.
I was drunk courtside, bro. What are you talking about?
Dude, that's freaking amazing.
That was amazing.
Shout out to you, Dutch. We love you. And hey, I think Brian doesn't care as long as you're not, you know,
he is not a jerk about his team.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. He's got some honor to him.
All right, let's talk with our buddy David Hellman, courtesy of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Dave, how are you? And has Brian told you about his feeling when it comes to college sports fandom? If you didn't go to the school or put money towards the school, you then cannot get in my face if indeed your favorite team beat me.
Ooh, yeah, we've talked about this. Okay, I think that's interesting. I mean, I'm of the opinion, like, if you grew up rooting for a team, then root for that team. You know, like, I get it. Not everybody that lives in the state of Texas is going to be able to go to the University of Texas.
Right.
But, like, if you grew up rooting for that team, there's nothing wrong with that. You can absolutely do that. I don't think less of you, but I agree with Broaddus in the sense of, like, if you didn't go there, get out of my face. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't, like, don't come at me like, we did this, we did that, and meanwhile, like, I've got the diploma on the wall. Like, maybe that's pretentious of me, but I don't care. I'm petty. I don't like to be trash talked about my school. Obviously, Brian and I are very obnoxious LSU fans.
That is the truth.
If you're trying to talk trash to me, I probably don't want to hear it. And I definitely don't want to hear it if you don't have the sweat equity. So, like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. You can root for whoever you want, no matter where you went to school, whatever. But just stay out of my face if you beat LSU, basically.
Yes, your old roommate, John Machota, is the best fan I've ever known about Florida State, Duke. He puts his money where his mouth is. But he is the most gracious winner and the most gracious loser you'll ever be.
I was going to say, you know, obviously Florida State beat our ass
twice,
two years in a row.
Right.
Yeah. And John and I have never really had to get into it about sports allegiances. It's very, and you know what? I return the favor.
Like, absolutely. Absolutely.
If we ever beat FSU at something, Lord knows I don't remember the last time we did it, but if that day ever comes, I'll be nice about it.
We beat him in 1982, Dave, in a game to get to the Orange Bowl, so I think that's the last time we did it.
Man. Were you even in school back then?
Yeah. Yeah,
no,
I was.
You're so old.
I'm real old, man. Hey, listen, speaking of old, Cowboys tell us they're going to do things and then they don't do. Is it getting old?
I mean, it's been old, man. It's been old for quite a while. I mean,
you need to stop being the voice of reason, by the way, on Twitter. You're like, you're being way too reasonable, smart and reasonable about all this stuff, Dave.
I'm even keeled to a fault. I can see. I mean, I think I said it back when the comments first came out that, Jerry kind of walked back the all-in thing and said a whole bunch of words that amounted to nothing. I still don't really understand what he meant by it. But I said it at the time. I was like, the only way you can really be upset about this is if you believed him. And if you believed him, shame on you, because I get it. We're in like year 28 since we truly got over the hump, but we're also like, we're in year, God knows how many of this current cycle. I guess it would be three in a row if you just want to go in the Mike McCarthy era. But I remember, I'll take you behind the scenes. I remember after they lost to the Niners in the playoffs the first time in 21, I remember talking to our good buddy Rob Phillips, also formerly of DallasCowboys.com. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I don't know how much longer I can do the hamster wheel. Yeah. Because that's what it feels like. It feels like you're on a hamster wheel, just a lot of running and a lot of not going anywhere. And I felt that way in 21.
Yeah.
So Lord knows I'm over it in 2024. Yeah, I'm tired.
Well, we're doing the hamster wheel again now because the topic of the Dak Prescott contract is back up. I feel like we just finally put that to bed when he got his new deal back when you're talking about. So, well, how do you think this plays out with Dak? Are you buying that maybe they do actually let this ride for a year, or is an extension inevitable?
I appreciate you giving me a chance to shamelessly plug my work, because I did write about this for FoxSports.com today.
You did?
It's funny. And okay, like let's start here. Because I have earned a reputation as a Dak apologist. I've been fiercely in his corner, fiercely of the opinion that the Cowboys should pay him. And after what we saw against Green Bay, like I'm not out on Dak. Like, I still think he's a good quarterback. I still think you could win a Super Bowl with him in the right circumstances. But I'm at the point where now I get it. Like, instead of calling you stupid if you don't want to re-sign Dak, I get it. I get why you might feel that way. I really do. But my thing is, and what I would love to, like, off the record, I'd love to be a fly in the wall in the Cowboys offices when Jerry and Steven and Will and all these guys talk about this, of like, what's the alternative? Like, where is this really and truly going? And okay, cool. Let him go. That's fine. Don't re-sign him. Let him play out this year and see what happens. But again, what is the alternative? Because if you don't have a deal done by, I think I saw our friend James Slater talking about maybe they sign him in August. Mm-hmm. If it gets to August, why would Dak want to do that?
Yeah.
Like, again, Dak has all the leverage here.
Sure.
The leverage, the thing that made it make sense was that the Cowboys could re-sign him and get the cap space. But if they don't need the cap space, then they carry it to August, and it's at that point, Dak's already put up an all-pro season. You think he suddenly loses confidence in himself that he can't do it again? And so now you're talking about paying him, like, if you don't want to set the market this year, then you probably have to set the market next year. And so, okay, he leaves in free agency. Cool. You get a third-round pick for an all-pro quarterback, which that's bad team management, just by the way, getting just a third-round pick for an all-pro quarterback. At the very least, if you want to move on, you should be able to get more for him than that. So that's one thing. And then on top of that, where do you go? I mean, cool. You could sign Trey Lance to like a modest deal. We have no idea what Trey Lance is. There's bound to be any number of guys available next year. Like, just, I wrote about this today of like, front offices are for the next 5 years going to point to Baker Mayfield as like a success story. But what are the odds that it works out for you? Are you going to mortgage multiple drafts to get to the top of the draft order? Because Dak's never had a losing record when he's healthy. So bare minimum, you're talking about being 16, 17, 18, 19 in the draft order next year, or maybe even higher up if they make the playoffs and whatever. So what is the path? What is the path to the next quarterback? And that's what I don't know the answer to that. And I don't think the answer is very good.
Do you think they know the answer, Dave?
Not really. If you want my very like honest opinion, and this is me. I haven't talked to anybody about this, to be fair. I just feel like the Cowboys are they're painted into a corner, and I just kind of feel like they're in denial about that fact.
Sure.
I think they're just like, well, you say we have to sign Dak, and we don't. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. You don't have to. But again, what is the alternative? And I mean, if they know the answer, like, I'd love to know the answer. Because, like, I wrote today as well, like, if they're hell-bent on doing it, they can do it, obviously. They do not have to keep Dak Prescott. There's any number of ways they can do it. But who is it, and how do they get to him? And how realistic is it that he's going to be better than Dak? Like, it's easy to sit there and say, like, oh, we'll draft the next guy. How do you get to that guy? And, like I said, it's doable, but it sounds really, really hard.
David Hellman with us here in the G-Bag Nation. The offensive line could also be looking very different. You might be in need of a left tackle and a center. How do you think this moves forward along the line? Do you keep Tyler at guard? Do you kick him outside to tackle?
I'm going to get real nerdy with it. I think Tyler Smith is about to be Schrodinger's offensive lineman, which is to say they don't know what he's going to be until they get through with the draft. You know, he started a season at left tackle. He did a good job. He started a season at left guard. He did an amazing job. So he could do both. And I think the answer depends on what happens in the draft. You know, if Amarius Mims is the pick at 24, or Brian, who's your favorite tackle?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That they can honestly get. My favorite tackle is Alt. He's number one on my board, but then
who's your favorite tackle that'll be there?
I really like Morgan a lot from Arizona.
Jordan Morgan. Okay. Yeah. All right. So if it's Jordan Morgan,
I'm sure like Guyton. I mean, you know, I don't know if Guyton and those guys or Mims are even going to be there. I'm preparing for, you know, maybe the seventh best tackle or something like that.
The tackle run sounds like it's going to be nuts. But okay. Yeah. I mean, just for conversation's sake. If Jordan Morgan is their pick at 24, then Tyler Smith is a guard. And if that doesn't materialize, then Tyler Smith is probably your tackle, and you find a guard elsewhere in the draft, or you get, you know, I'm sure they will sign, you know how they like to do this. They'll sign a journeyman offensive lineman here in the next month who doesn't get anybody excited, but who has played games. And, you know, so that'll give them flexibility. And yeah, I truly think they won't have a firm game plan for Tyler until they know who's on their team. But I'm excited to see how that goes. Cause there's some great, great tackles in this draft, and you know, there's a few centers with guard flexibility.
Yeah.
So there's a number of ways they can go with it, but I don't think they have to decide until they figure out who they've drafted.
Dave, if I gave you the opportunity to take the best center, or say take the third best offensive tackle, which way would you go?
Oh man, that's tough because you've taught me so much about football, and like the old adage is like tackle is the money spot. You want to have a tackle, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know, man, knowing that Tyler can play tackle and he can do a good job.
Sure.
I just can't, I've been thinking about this a lot recently I know it's not all on one man. I get it, but their lines were so good when Travis Frederick was at the peak of his powers.
No question. Yes.
And I mean, you've got a guy that can maul people. And Brian used to always say, God, I'm having flashbacks to watching tape with you of Frederick just cutting the defense in half, just walling off everything that's going on away from the play. Mm-hmm. And a guy with the athleticism to get out in space, all that good stuff. So, I mean, if you're telling me that Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier, whoever you like, I don't care, whoever it is, if you're telling me that they could play at that level, I think I would go that way. Just knowing that Tyler Smith could probably be a pretty good left tackle, I think I would go that way. And I mean, you see what our guy Tyler Linderbaum has done in Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a very underrated position. I know it's not the most important in the game, but man, having a guy like that who could protect the pocket, keep the front of the pocket clean for Dak, as well as doing stuff out in space, I just think that would be a hell of a lot of fun. So I think I would go center.
Dave, anything else on your mind before we let you boogie out of here?
We talked about LSU. We talked about the draft. I plugged my Dak thing. I'm curious. This is the hot thing going on in the NFL right now, but it's funny. Every time I think safety is finally this valuable position, the NFL tells
they get
me
rid of
I'm
them.
Wrong. Yeah. They tell me I'm wrong, man. Every time. And I, you know what I'm thinking about? I just mentioned Tyler Linderbaum. I'm thinking about right now, Kyle Hamilton, the safety in Baltimore.
Yeah.
He's amazing. And I think him, Antoine Winfield, there's a short list of safeties that the league is willing to pay, but it seems like everybody else, every year, they're just we'll figure it out. And so now there's 10 name safeties that are just going to be sitting out there next week. And to loop it back, I've done this too many times to think the Cowboys are going to go after any of them, especially because, Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker are under contract, but man, I mean, somebody's going to get a bargain at that position. I know, not all of them can still play, but a few of them can. Quandre Diggs can still play. Justin Simmons can definitely still play.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be some bargains to have at the safety position, and that's going to be really interesting.
Hey, man, tell that really smart girlfriend of yours we look forward to talking to her, too, down the road somewhere.
I will do that. I appreciate it. Y'all take care, man.
You're the best, man. There he goes. David Hellman. You can follow him at @DavidHellman_. Of course, host of the NFL on Fox Pod. Also has a fantastic Dak article that we referenced out right now. I just went ahead and retweeted that as well. Dave Hellman, one of the best when it comes to talking football. We could talk with him probably for 5 hours.
Man, he is amazing.
He's always a joy.
Amazing.
Another one of our favorites as we get closer and closer to the NFL draft, Dane Brugler of The Athletic. He had a fresh mock out. We'll talk with him about that. That's next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.